Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the final edition of the Left Coast Gamblers Quarterback Rankings. Tony Cavallo, along with Matthew Dangles, D'Angelo Antonio, Schaefer the Sharp, Drew Schaefer, Crookston, and we have arrived, guys. We have arrived. A long, arduous process. We took all 57 starters from the last year, the 2019 season. We ranked them individually. We brought those three rankings together and built the final, the master list, the Bible of quarterbacks, the Left Coast Quarterback Rankings, and we have done 57 through 17. We have already discussed 40 quarterbacks, and we're now here for the final stretch, the final 16 quarterbacks. Who is number one? Who is number 16? Who barely makes it? Who just makes the cusp of greatness? And Drew, this is going to be your podcast because you shaped this part of the list more than any other part of the list and put one guy up so high that me and Dangles are going to question you and your gambling ability because of it. But let's recap who went 32 through 16. Number 32, the last starter in the league, is Andy Dalton, rightfully so. Kyle Allen came in at 31. Gardner Minshew at 30. Fitzmagic at 29. Big Dick Nick somehow fell to 28th. Daniel Jones in the future of the Giants is 27th. Teddy Bridgewater unanimously 26th. Josh Allen at 25th. Jacoby Brissett at 24th. Sam Darnold 23rd. Baker Mayfield fell to 22nd. Not a lot of commercials coming for Baker this year. 21st, the question mark of Cam Newton. Number 20 is Ryan Tannehill. Number 19, because Drew started his killing early, is Phil Rivers. 18th is Derek Carr. Number 17th is LASIK Vision Jameis. Now for number 16. Number 16, this is where it starts to get good, folks. This is where you have quarterbacks from this list on your team. You are going to be in the playoffs. You are going to be contenders. You might even make a Super Bowl like number 16 did last year. Jimmy Garoppolo. After missing season after season with injury, I'm happy to say that Jimmy G started all 16 games this season. When we first made this list in 2017, he was 24th starting in the league. Jumped to 11th on promise. Last year was 15th. This year we saw him fully, we saw what he can be, and he is 16th in the league and led San Fran to the Super Bowl. But because he is 16th, he was not able to win the Super Bowl. Drew, we all ranked him around the same. Do you think this is where Jimmy is forever, or do you think he has the ability to improve upon what he is and try to get in the top 10?
The biggest year of Jimmy Garoppolo's career is his upcoming season.
Yeah.
He's a dead cap hit of about $2 million after this year. Obviously, yep. The 49ers committed to him. I've read now Shanahan literally was trying to sign Kirk Cousins before Garoppolo was made available to trade. That kind of shows you what Shanahan's thinking is.
Yes.
Now, we don't have to like do a play-by-play of the Super Bowl, but for one, Schaefer the Sharp got that right.
Yeah.
As far as bet the better quarterback, make Jimmy G beat you, he couldn't do it. Now, I know, he had passes wide open that were knocked down. Well, don't get your passes knocked down.
Yeah. He missed a lot of throws.
Shanahan not trusting him at the end of that first half was ridiculous.
Unbelievable. The reason they lost the game,
the overthrow of Emmanuel Sanders, obviously huge. So I think that this guy in his current state and probably moving forward won't be a game-changer quarterback, which they can build a team around him. They can get weapons around him. I think he can manage the game. But obviously I have Kirk Cousins higher on my list. I think everyone does, rightfully so.
Yep.
And, poor man Kirk Cousins, not a terrible quarterback. Starter,
get you the playoffs, can get
starter
you
quarterback,
Bowl,
but clearly. But all this nonsense about during the build up the Super Bowl, people are like, oh well, he didn't have to throw the first two games, and we're chirping stats out and all this stuff, all these like regular season stats. Do you trust him with the game on the line?
I don't either.
Not right now. I don't think that. I think that could change.
Yeah.
I think that
maybe.
Could absolutely change. But you got to remember, this was the first full season of football that he has played.
Yes.
This is it. He stepped in a fill-in role for Tom Brady and then got hurt himself with his last year with the Patriots. And he gets shipped off to San Francisco. And what does he do? A couple games into the season, he tears his ACL and he misses the rest. So this is the first full season of football that he has played. Getting to a Super Bowl is pretty darn good. Now, yes, he had a great defense around him, great coaching staff, great running game. All of those things are absolutely true. But again, football's a team sport. You gotta have some performance from the quarterback position. I think 16 is a perfect spot for Jimmy Garoppolo. Given what we know about him, and I think his ceiling, he has future. I believe that he has future potential. Call me a homer, maybe I am. I think he's got potential.
I think the bigger issue, guys, though, is you have to have your head coach, your offensive coordinator, your teammates trust you in crunch time.
Yeah.
He's not proven he's capable of that.
Do you think that was less about Jimmy and more about the situation?
Absolutely not. It's all about Jimmy.
Because it's the Super Bowl. I mean, look, unless you're riding with a guy like, you know, Tom Brady or Drew Brees or Aaron Rodgers.
Or Patrick Mahomes.
Or Pat Mahomes. I mean, well, sure, again, but, you know, we've seen what Pat can do. Jimmy G was still very much an unknown quantity,
listen,
especially as far as his playoff caliber and playoff pedigree is concerned
coming into
this year.
Jimmy G isn't the reason the 49ers lost that game. Their defense, their world-class quote-unquote defense, had three chances to get the ball back and stop them. They were 0-for-3 and gave up 21 points.
Yeah.
But, I just think enough said. He's in the position where he is right now, and this year is the biggest year of his career.
I agree with you on that. And I'm happy we brought Jimmy G up at 16 because the guy at 15, this is the clear line of demarcation between these two guys, in my opinion. Do I trust at the end of the game Jimmy G to make the throws to win the football game? I don't. Do I trust number 15 to make the throws to win the football game? I do. And that's why I put Jared Goff as high as I did on my list. He's coming in at 15th overall for us. He is tied with the guy at 14th. But he is he lost the tiebreaker because he didn't get the highest individual ranking, even though I had him as high as 11th overall.
I had him 12th.
Drew, you had him at 24th overall. What makes Jared Goff to you a bottom-level starter?
It's very simple, guys. This is his third year under Sean McVay. Now, what I like to do is when a quarterback regresses, I like to kind of work backwards and see, okay, that's what made him successful.
Mm-hmm.
What made him successful in 2018 where he threw for 32 touchdowns and 12 picks and had a rating of 101.1 after the previous year of having a rating of 100.5? Well, clearly Gurley was running at an MVP-type level. Their defense, Aaron Donald, MVP-type level.
Yep.
They were blowing teams out. Now, let's fast forward to 2019. In his third year in McVay, he threw for the least amount of touchdowns, the most amount of picks, and the lower rating he had in 3 years, and the second most fumbles. You take away Todd Gurley, which he's clearly not right. You take away his ability to play action. You can't look at his receiving core.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, Brandon Cooks. I know they're all banged up. They're all banged up.
They
blah, blah,
miss
blah.
A lot of games.
That's fine. His contract, dumpster fire. His performance, regressing. You can't point to coaching because by all accounts, he's got the best coach in all of football besides Bill Belichick. I think this guy is in trouble for his future outlook. I think the Rams are in trouble because of him. Now, if he has his miraculous bounce back year, I could be eating crow. I'm not necessarily selling my stock on his ability to be put on a winning team because I do think the Rams have the personnel and the coaching to surround himself with a good enough team to you know, be successful.
Yeah.
But the NFC West with the 49ers and the Seahawks and Kyler Murray and the Cardinals, we'll talk about later, I think the outlook is bleak. And again, I'm not trying to be funny, but I think you guys are a little biased of the hometown quarterbacks with Rivers and Goff. I just don't see how you can I don't know how you could watch Goff last year and be like, oh, he's a top 15 quarterback. I don't know how you can
see,
do that.
And that's why I don't know how you could watch Goff and Kyler Murray last year and say Kyler Murray's better than Jared Goff. Because Kyler Murray's great. I like Kyler a lot. Jared Goff has proven it and has done it. And yes, every Ram had a fallback year last year. Every single Ram. And it was guaranteed.
He lost his offensive coordinator.
I told you they weren't going to make the playoffs at the beginning of the year last year. They had a fallback year. Jared Goff, to me, though, is a top 10 quarterback in this league. I think I had him 11th. I just think Jared Goff can do anything you ask of him, and I think he has the mental, like, he has the personality breakdown to do it as well. If I could build a quarterback in a lab, I'd almost build Jared Goff with a little bit more weight to him. I just think Goff can do it. And also, Goff never won in college. He didn't know how to win. He was on shitty team after shitty team after shitty team. And then when he came to the Rams, awful first year with Jeff Fisher, and that was just a cluster.
Yeah, you can't put that on him.
But this was the first year that they saw a little bit more, there was a lot more pressure on him. And yes, they failed a little bit, but I think Jared Goff could have performed a lot worse than he did. I thought he played very, very well. And to me, he was the only consistent factor of that whole entire team
last year
on offense. I like
fumbles
Jared a lot.
Fumbles are a problem. I will give you that, Drew. I absolutely will concede that the fumbles are a problem.
And going
but
back
I think
to Jimmy G,
is a disservice for
going
Jared
back
Goff.
To Jimmy G, like we saw Jimmy G not able to make the throws to win him a Super Bowl. Jared Goff made the throws to beat the Patriots. It's just Brandon Cooks dropped the ball. Jared Goff hit the game-tying touchdown, beautiful fade pass over Stephon Gilmore in Brandon Cooks' hands, and Brandon Cooks dropped the ball.
Yeah.
They
that
try
was
to
2018,
go,
man. With Gurley was an all was
no,
playing
no, I'm
on
just
Tim
saying,
Rubble.
Like in that game, Jared Goff could have won a Super Bowl. He made the plays to do it. He did exactly what you wanted him to do as a quarterback. I think he can do it. I think he's a success story. I think he's going to be in this list in the top 10 for many years to come.
Yeah, well,
in my opinion,
well, we couldn't be more far apart on that. and I know that the guys that make the lines in Vegas agree with Schaefer the Sharp clearly because he's rated consensus between 20 and 22. That didn't impact my ratings, by the way. I put him there based on my eyes and how I feel about him. You know, he QBR this year, he was 78th in all qualifying quarterbacks in QBR. I mean, again, you take Gurley away, you take Aaron Donald away, like being that dominant on the defense, and that contract, again, I know this is just a rankings, but I really try to, like, you know, long-term future contract. His contract is terrible.
See, I don't agree that his contract's terrible.
You wouldn't agree if you think he's the future. Yeah,
and also
right.
because
that's
he's
right.
a young quarterback. Like, you try to lock up those young quarterbacks as early as you can because it's only going to get more expensive as the days go on. Number 14th, though, the man he tied with. The reason why he's ahead of Jared Goff is because Drew had this guy in the top 10. Dangles had him 23rd overall. Big difference from Matthew Stafford. Drew, we know why you love Stafford. Dangles, why do you think Stafford is a bottom-tier quarterback?
It's an issue of injury and consistency. He's been hurt.
One injury is his whole career.
Yeah. The past three seasons, he's played all 16 games.
Is
the
really?
Worst year he's missed
injured.
It.
Never missed
it.
And
the first 2 years we made this rankings, he was ninth. Last year, he fell to 16th. This year, he's up to 14th. He's always been consistently good, but Dangles
and
for
yet,
this year at 23rd.
And yet the Lions still can't win.
Correct. That's the biggest.
Because he doesn't play for him.
He cannot win.
He's got weapons.
He cannot win.
They haven't had a great running game. They're still trying to reestablish that. There were a couple of years where they didn't really have that. And now Kerryon Johnson, obviously, assuming he stays healthy, is the future there. But I know they tried to do some retooling of their offensive line to provide him a little bit more protection as he's gotten older, and it didn't seem to
work
out. So maybe you know how much I love Detroit. I got connections back in Detroit, but. I don't know how much longer Matt Stafford is worth it, his contract anymore.
As he just said, Drew just said that this is the biggest year of Jimmy G's career. This is the biggest year of Matthew Stafford's career. This is make or break for Matthew Stafford. I don't know if Detroit's going to be a good football team, but I do know that if Matthew Stafford underperforms, he is no longer going to be a Lion, and he might be a backup somewhere in the NFL. Drew, you've had Matthew Stafford all your life. He's been your quarterback since you can remember football. What's going on with Matthew Stafford? You have him at number 10th still. Do you think he stays there, or do you think that's a little bit of a love placement?
Well, he was on pace before he broke his back.
Literally.
To throw for 5,000 yards, 38 touchdowns, and 10 picks. Playing the best ball of his life with a new coordinator that really fits his game. And he clearly, based on his weapons around him, with Kenny G, Marvin Jones, hopefully Hockenson has a bounce back year next year after a tough rookie campaign, Kerryon, Scarborough, whatever, and they have to improve that offensive line. But he's got – I obviously put him at 10 because that's where I wanted him, right?
Right.
I think he's right there at a top 10 quarterback. Like, I can make a case 10 to 12.
I had him 14th. Yeah, I think he's good.
10 to 12. But as far as – you're not going to find anyone tougher. Like, you already mentioned his injury history, Tony. Like, he obviously missed – the second half of the year because he broke his back, literally.
Broke his back.
All this talk about, you know, Lions being favored to draft Tua, blah, blah, blah. I'll just say this. Patricia needs to win now. He knows he needs to win now. He's not going to risk his future on a rookie quarterback with a terrible hip injury.
Yeah.
He's not doing it.
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford will be the quarterback of the Lions next year, and he should be the quarterback of the Lions next year. As a Lions fan, I want to see him the quarterback next year, healthy, fully under his belt. And we'll see what he does.
I hope
he makes the top 10 quarterback.
I hope he makes the top 10 next year, too. I think 14th, though, is a perfect spot for
him. Where do you have him, Dangles?
I had him 23rd.
Dangles does not like it.
I can't talk about that.
Dangles had the next guy who he's coming in at 13th on our list. Dangles had the next guy one spot above Matthew Stafford at 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
This guy has been in the top five of this list 2 years. 2 years in a row to start us off, he was in the top five. Last year, he started all 16 games. We put him down to ninth. This year, he missed almost all the season. He is 13th based on, I think, reputation. Me and Drew had him at 12th. Now I'm looking back on it, might be a little bit too high. Big Ben comes in at 13th overall. I think history shows what Big Ben can do, so Drew and I don't think we need to talk about why we think he's 12th overall. Dangles, why do you think Big Ben is 22nd?
I just think he's in the twilight of his career. I think it's time. The shoulder's been an issue for him for a long
time.
Didn't
he have Tommy John surgery, essentially? I think he just had Tommy
John
surgery the last
year. I'd be the wrong guy to ask about that.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's had plenty of surgeries.
Which is not good for a guy
who throws
the football.
Look, again, I was going to say, if you're quarterback is going to have these kind of deep surgeries to his arm. You know, I don't know. It makes me worry. He's not a spring chicken anymore.
No.
And the guys that are on that team that, you know, he used to gel with aren't there anymore.
We saw Mason Rudolph, who we all think stinks. Even Dangles.
I think he's far and away better than Mason Rudolph.
Yes, but that's the thing. Like, Pittsburgh does not need a. They almost made the playoffs with Mason Rudolph. Pittsburgh does not need a game changer to win a couple of games and make the playoffs. I think Big Ben on that team makes Pittsburgh very, very scary. Drew obviously likes him as well, as 12th overall. Let's move on to the man we have 12th. And this is a man we didn't differ on at all.
Can I say something about Big Ben real quick?
Yeah.
He was my second check mark.
The question mark?
Just who knows? Who knows how healthy he is?
Well, that's the thing. It's Big Ben, he's missed a lot of time during his career.
And
he's
that's,
the exact
I think,
opposite
why
of Matt
tended
Stafford.
To rank him less, because there are other guys who played and, you know.
Number 12th overall, this man, this is the first year he hasn't started all 16 games, and it's kind of we kind of did him dirty on this. The only reason he missed a game this year is because they sat him due to rest him for the playoffs. Kirk Cousins comes in at 12th overall. He was 13th the first year we did this, 13th the second year, fell to 17th, now is back up to 12th. I think that's a perfect spot for him.
Yeah, I had him
top
at 13.
Top 12, period. Like, don't move a muscle.
13 for me, yeah.
Like, that's all he needs. Kirk Cousins is what you paid him. Still don't think he's worth all the guaranteed money he's getting.
Maybe not.
Still very happy he's a Vikings quarterback
in
my division. I love playing against him.
Who will argue that?
But he proved to me, at least, that he can win big games this year. He played a lot of primetime games. He didn't win all of them, and we have that Kirk Cousins rule, but he did win some of them. He can show that he can show up and actually win a football game. Number 11th, this is too high. This is just too high. Just too high for this guy. Is just absolutely too high for this guy.
There's a name that hasn't been said yet should have been said already, and I wonder if this is him, because I've been wondering.
This is the Baker Mayfield of this year. This is the guy that did a little bit. He did a lot. He showed off his stuff, and he played some well, but we'll know next year that this was too high of a ranking, because Drew had this man 6th overall. Kyler Murray comes in at 11th.
What?
Kyler Murray comes in 11th.
Sixth?
Me and Dangles had him around 16th, 17th. Great campaign.
Wow.
Great campaign. I don't think he's a top-tier starter quite yet. Drew, you have him top 6. That's elite level. Why is Kyler Murray elite?
And he's my third check mark, and I flipped him, which I wanted to flip him back, Tony. That's neither here nor there, but technically 8th.
Still too high.
No, here's the difference. We saw what Lamar Jackson did this year. We saw when Lamar Jackson gets the support in a coaching staff and the personnel around him, what that type of quarterback can do with the rules and regulations of helping quarterback safety. You can never touch a quarterback. They're protected. Kyler Murray did what he did this year, exceed expectations with literally no one around him.
Yeah.
No offensive line, no offensive weapons. I think given what I saw in Lamar Jackson, again, I do it a little differently. I do it who I want coming in this year, but who am I looking at 3 years, 5 years down the road? I don't think you can have – that's where I literally put him, obviously, is – I'll say – well, for the sake of the pod 6, but
– yeah, you could have put him at 8th. It wouldn't have changed.
Easily top 10 quarterback because of the untapped potential that he has with the system that I think Kingsbury is going to provide him around him. Now, I don't – mind you, I'm not sure if that's going to equate into winning.
Yeah.
But I will say it's going to equate to massive, massive statistics – and very, very successful tenure for Kyler. I know I have him high. It's probably too high. But I was selling his stock all last year. I sold low on the Cardinals. I didn't like Kyler. He did something to me that really impressed me after watching what Lamar did. And I'm not saying he's going to have an MVP-type year like Lamar did in his second year with the Ravens in that system, but it would not surprise me if Kyler Murray got up to your top 10 boards next year at the end of the year.
I think he's great. I think he's absolutely great. But top 10 is...
lots of upside. Top 10 is just too much
too
to
much
give
too
him...
soon.
Yeah, I agree.
But he ranks number 11th overall. I'm happy we got him there because, you know, he doesn't deserve to be in the top 10 yet, but he might be better than me and Dangles think. Also played all 16 games last year. That's big for a rookie. Number 10 is one of my favorite players on this list. We only differed one spot on him individually. And for me, this guy, a couple of guys as you go along, we talked about Teddy Bridgewater last year, last podcast, but there's a couple of guys going along that are the benchmarks. And with this guy, number 10 is Matt Ryan. And not one of us put the next QBs that we have below Matt Ryan. Not one of us put the QBs below Matt Ryan above Matt Ryan. Like, Matt Ryan was the demarcation of this guy is the bottom elite. You know what I mean? If you have Matt Ryan or better, you're in great shape. Matt Ryan is an MVP. He was third when we first made this list, 7th and 8th. Now he's fallen to 10th. So Matt Ryan's won an MVP.
Are we sure about that, Tony?
He's won an MVP. There's not much to say about Matty Ice. Just there's a lot to say about why Atlanta still has Dan Quinn as their head coach. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens to that organization, because when you have Matt Ryan, it's kind of like Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers. When you have Matt Ryan, you should be competing for the Super Bowl every year. There is no way in hell you should be out of the playoffs as many times as Atlanta had when you have that quarterback. Number nine, though, this is hard. This is very, very hard to put this guy at number nine. I thought I was doing bad putting him at six individually. Dangles, his favorite player, he had him at fifth individually. Number ninth is Tom Brady. Tom Brady has started every game.
That is way too high.
Tom Brady has started every game since the Deflategate debacle. He started every single game in year 40, year 41, year 42. There's nothing wrong with Tom Brady. And he, to me, completes every throw you need him to complete. I had him at six overall because of the guys I like better just are more talented at this point. But he falls to ninth because Drew had him as the 15th best quarterback in the league.
Whoa!
It's not even close. Listen to me. No, it's not even close. It's not even close. It's not even close. He's borderline top 20.
Drew, take away the pass. Take away the Super Bowls. Take away the clout. Take away the GOAT status. Going into this year, how can you say that Tom Brady is the 15th best quarterback in the league?
Do you want me to pull up his stats? I can't believe you guys even had this conversation.
Well, he was throwing the guy's name Phil Dorsett.
I would love to hear you talk about his stats exactly with the guys that he was throwing to.
I have him higher than any professional bettor's personal ranking ever.
Yeah.
He's 20th. Like, he's coming in right at that 20th line. So I put him in top 15 out of respect for him. Okay. I out of respect for the GOAT. But let's just pull up
your idea of respect.
Yeah. It is. He threw for 24 touchdowns and 8 picks. He's 17th in QBR. In 2019.
Threw for over 4,000 yards.
Over 4,000 yards, 24. He got absolutely bounced in the first round at home against the Titans.
60-plus completion percentage during guys like Jacoby Myers.
So for his age, again, he's not a top-10 quarterback. I hate to break it to you guys. He just is not.
I think he was throwing rookies.
It's not debatable, though. That's the thing. It really is that you can't have a debate like based on his numbers.
We're talking about a six-time Super Bowl winner here.
I'm talking about right now in 2020.
Where would you have placed him last year?
Last year, probably 12.
And you think I don't even think you can place him 12th, but
he's still top-10 last year.
To have him fall that much that fast, okay. We all saw Peyton Manning hit the cliff.
But you guys are just going to put your fan cap on. Like, I'm talking like really hard data numbers.
I'm not talking about the again.
But you guys are so outliers. It's not even close. I mean, he's literally like he's breaking the top 20 for most of these guys that do it for a living. I'm just saying what I'm reading.
It's just
facts.
But when it comes down to it, when I'm building a team, there is not many names I'd want more than Tom Brady.
You know there's
right
more
now.
To the quarterback
yeah,
position,
today,
Drew,
I guess only
than,
way,
just fa- than just stats.
I
you
get
know
it,
there's
but
more
he,
to
but
it than
he
that.
He can't make the throws he could 5 years ago. He can't make the throws he could 10 years ago.
Neither, what 43-year-old can?
Neither can
you. He's
yeah,
43.
Rogers,
what do
that's
you
the
want?
Thing. Like, for, to be in a top 15 in the league for Tom Brady at 43 is maybe his best accomplishment.
Listen,
in his
I'm going
career.
Into next season as a Patriots fan, fully confident that he can lead them to another Super Bowl. Period. Well, it's not a question for me. I'm not worried about it. And you know me, I'll be realistic about stuff. I will admit I've said all season long that Brady looked old this year. I've said it all season long. But when we look at his entire body of work, the fact that he starts game after game after game, and he continues to be prolific and put the numbers up. Even when he doesn't have guys around him, there's no excuse for having him outside the top 10.
They couldn't beat the Dolphins to secure home field week 17.
It was a bad loss.
Yeah,
chalk another one up in the millions and millions.
And it cost him the season because they needed that win.
The
obviously,
many that he's
to
had.
Make run of the playoffs.
We talk about all the good wins this that Brady and those Patriots had. There have been a bunch of bad losses over those years.
This is TB12 goggles, guys. It's okay. Not even. It's,
well,
no,
you're
it's,
entitled to think that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just facts.
Obviously,
not,
the stats
I mean,
aren't there. Obviously, the stats
yeah.
aren't there.
So what makes him just based
or
on
they
just,
haven't
is,
been there last
winner?
Or they weren't
like
last
he's,
year.
He's the best of all time. Like, listen, if Michael Jordan for the Wizards, would you put him as a top 10 players last year?
No, because
that's what we're talking about.
Sailboats.
As I was saying,
Michael Jordan
saw,
with the Wizards.
We saw Peyton Manning fall off of a cliff where he was not Peyton Manning anymore. Tom Brady has not hit that for me yet.
Of course not. So, I agree with that.
So like he can still be a.
What would you put Brady his last year in your rankings? Did you have that?
What did you say?
What would you put? Oh, sorry, Peyton. the last year.
Oh, he wasn't. He wasn't on. Okay, I don't have that. But I'm just saying, like,
I put him top 15 out of respect.
Tom Brady to me can still win you against any team that's out there. There are not many.
Besides the Dolphins in Week 17 to get in the fucking bye.
There are not
besides
many.
Besides the Titans,
you can snapshot all the single games you want, Drew. All
it's
of them.
Just this year, bro. I'm not arguing. I'm just saying this year.
You can snapshot as many single bad games that they had as you want.
Week 17, win a game, get a bye. Can't do it.
Take that snapshot. You can take it to the bank.
And if you're the MVP of the
league, are we taking
a
snapshot of next year though? We're taking a snapshot of next year right now. What are we doing?
If you're the MVP,
we're not talking about his career.
If you're the MVP of the league, you shouldn't lose to the Tennessee Titans at home coming off of your bye. People have bad losses even if you're an excellent quarterback. Tom Brady is an excellent quarterback still. And yes, the stats aren't there because he's throwing to Jacoby Myers and N'Keal Harry and a hurt Julian Edelman and fucking Jacob Hollister, whoever that guy is.
The fact
their tight
that
end.
You ranked Matthew Stafford above him shows that you're just as much of a homer as you accuse us being.
There is no
guys,
way, shape, or form.
I can just point to the pros that do it for a living. It's just facts.
Well, that's if you put stock in bettors, I put stock in NFL guys. That's our difference.
And I put stock in what I see on an NFL
Sunday. What
NFL
guys has Brady in the top 10? Show me. I'd like to see it.
I put stock in what I see on
Sunday.
I
want you guys to
do
me a favor. This is your homework. Show me one NFL guy that has Tom Brady rated as top 10 quarterback, and I'll shake your hand.
These
guys.
Sure, that won't be that hard.
See Tom Brady as one of the top quarterbacks in the league.
I want Dangles to do it up right now.
He lands at number 9. He lands at number 9 with Tom Brady. Number 8 and number 7 are tied in a little bow. Not tied officially, but they will be together. They will be talked about together for the rest of their careers, I think. Number 8 is Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz came into this league as 16th overall, then was second on his almost MVP campaign, fell to 12th last year, 8th this year. Important, most important fact of all when it comes to talking about Carson Wentz is he started all 16 games this season and made his way into the playoffs. I personally love Carson Wentz. I have him 5th overall. I think if I could buy stock in any quarterback not named Pat Mahomes, it would be Carson Wentz.
Really?
I think if you could build a quarterback in a lab, you're building Carson Wentz. I think he's a winner. I think he's a commodity. The thing that proves it to me the most is last year his team was just destroyed by injuries, especially the skill positions, destroyed by injuries. Even when he had a full slate, I don't like Alshon Jeffrey as much as the next guy, but Carson Wentz still puts up stats. What changes it for me is there was a play early in his season where Miles Sanders is running a little fly route out from a little wheel route out from the backfield, and Carson Wentz misses him, throws it over his head. Just the timing wasn't there. He worked on that throw in practice and came back, and if you watch him throw that in the end of the season, he is hitting guys on the fucking right in the center of the hands as they're running full speed. He can adapt. He can change. He can learn how to make throws. We talked about Dwayne Haskins a bunch of podcasts ago where he can't make the little throws, the little slant routes. If Carson Wentz makes a mistake, he will go to the work. He will go to the workshop and fix that mistake. Carson Wentz, to me, is perfect. He comes in at number 8 for us. Number 7. The second guy on this list to start all 64 games since we've started making this list. Number 7th is Carson Wentz's rival in Dak Prescott, about to get paid a bajillion dollars, and rightfully so at number 7th overall. Guys, Dak versus Wentz, who are you taking?
Dak.
I have Dak based on my rankings.
Dak.
Based on your rankings, you both have
Dak.
Even regardless
of ranking, I'd still take Dak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I alone on this Wentz
train?
That's
hard.
I
would love to have that choice.
Like, again, we're breaking it down. We come back to the Super Bowl quarterback. 4-minute drill, you're down with the football. Who do you want throwing the football? For me, it's Wentz. Easy.
Both of them give me the heebie-jeebies in that
Dak
situation.
Clearly has better talent around him. I mean, at the end of the year, Wentz was thrown to a practice squad.
Yes.
And he was
still beat that Dallas team.
He did. Well, he beat the Giants to get in the playoffs, which he needed to do.
Like, Wentz, for me, is a winner, a proven winner.
No question. I had him just behind Dak at number 9.
Yeah, we're
Dak
splitting
at number
hairs.
8.
We're definitely splitting hairs.
Yeah.
But to me, Wentz is I think Wentz has the chance to – we talked about people could fly up in the top 10. I think Wentz could be 1 overall. I'm dead serious. I think that he has that much talent in his body. Number 6.
He's got to stay healthy, though.
Number 6. That's the thing. Last year, full 16 games.
Got to stay healthy.
He did it.
And he was banged up for all 16 of them.
Yeah, and did it. Yeah. Number 6. This is also sad. And it's sadder that we all had him around here, and me included. Aaron Rodgers. Number 6 is Aaron Rodgers.
Why is that sad? I think that's the perfect spot for him.
Well, because Aaron Rodgers has fallen. We've made this for 4 years.
Yeah, well.
He was 2nd, then he was 3rd, then he was 5th, and now he's 6th. And it's not even like I'm not even trying to like put him above to try and rank him higher, you know, because he's my guy. I see him as number six. And I, for all of my life, I've had the best quarterback in the league on my team, or one of them. And I don't know if you can say that about Aaron Rodgers anymore. Six is still high. Don't get me wrong. I'm in a better position than a lot of people. But six for Aaron Rodgers, for me, it's not good.
I guess the question then, you know, sort of for you as Packer fans becomes, you know, which version of Aaron do you like? The less prolific one who's got a bunch of guys around him that can help him out, or the old version who he basically had to do everything himself, you know?
He obviously can't do that anymore.
No, he's no spring chicken.
I mean...
You hate Aaron Rodgers, I know.
I know, I do hate him. I mean, that's well documented. I think that, you know, his year was quietly... you know, really solid, and he kind of did what he needed to do. And then obviously the 49ers game all kind of came to a head, which you kind of expected, Tony. I'm curious with his relationship with LaFleur, how he's going to do next year. Because you're right. I think what Dango said is right. Like, he's right where he should be in the rankings. Unlike we're losing credibility by having Brady in the top 10, but that's fine. So, you know.
You bring up Brady, though, because you said the stats of Brady this year were so terrible. The stats of Aaron Rodgers were not Aaron Rodgers.
Let's look
they
at
They were
this.
Not Aaron Rodgers. His completion percentage, his accuracy,
they're
his yards per attempt.
Significantly better than Mr. Brady.
Are they because he threw two more touchdown passes and just four fewer interceptions?
He threw 20 picks, which is good, but it's not the same Aaron Rodgers. It is just not the same Aaron Rodgers. And when it comes down to stats, he's not the sixth best quarterback stats-wise. But my opinion, he still has that arm and can make every throw,
absolutely.
It's like he can't do the magic that he was supposed to do,
doing. But he still has that playmaking ability that TB12 doesn't have to get outside the pocket, get a first down, run, put his head down, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Brady's never been a guy who runs and makes plays
outside
the pocket.
No, of course not.
Never a single time in his career.
Of course not. But... He threw for 4,000 yards, 26, 4, and a 95 QBR ranking, which was still top 20 in the league.
Yep.
So, you know, he's 36. We'll see.
It's going to be tough.
I think next year is going to be interesting.
Maybe if you take away the albatross of a contract like Jimmy Graham clogging the middle of the field doing absolutely nothing for you, maybe Rodgers will be a little bit better if that changes. Number five, though, top five time. This guy, I'm very happy he rose this high. I don't think he's better than Aaron Rodgers, but he is on our list. Number five is Deshaun Watson. God, how lucky is Houston? How lucky is Houston?
I had him one behind Aaron at number seven.
How lucky is Houston to fall into Deshaun Watson? And he has only gotten better. He has gone from the guy who just gets sacked. Like, you can't help it. His offensive line is a sieve. He's getting sacked. Now he's winning football games. He's winning playoff games. We have him higher than Brady. We have him higher than Rodgers. We have him higher than Dak, who might be the highest paid quarterback in the league. Hell of a rise for Deshaun.
They're feeling pretty
good.
Awesome. They're feeling pretty good in Houston about the fact that they were patient during that draft. They waited. They didn't jump the gun, try and trade all their stock away like the Bears did and get, you know, not someone out. They waited. And now they've got a guy who's going to be their quarterback for the next 15 years.
There is a scenario where maybe not next year, but maybe in 2 years from now, he could be the number one player on the board.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
He's got the intangibles.
That. I definitely see that.
He's got the intangibles. Number four. This is a guy who's been fourth, second, and then fourth again. He is consistent in his greatness.
I know who it is.
Drew had him a little bit lower, but Drew Brees comes in at fourth overall.
Yeah, for sure.
I can't complain about Drew.
Nah, definitely not. I mean, he missed some time this year.
I'm a little lower on Drew. And obviously, guys, like,
you don't like old guys.
I don't. And that's fair. Again, like, these rankings are the first time doing this. I'm trying to look long term.
This was tough. Like, really quickly before you explain, this was something I know I struggled with because I'll tell you, I landed with Brady at five, but he shifted around. Like, I moved them around because at a certain point, it sort of became, all right, what am I putting more stock in? Am I putting more stock in the guys who have won and who are stalwarts, the Bradys, the Rodgers, the Breeze, or am I going to be someone who's going to make the argument for the next wave of quarterbacks, the Mahomeses, the Wentzes, the Prescotts, that kind of thing? I went with the old guys in this case, but that became very clear to me in this top 10 that there was a clear divide between the new era of quarterbacks and the one that is on its way out.
It is really fun to see this top 10 and see how many young guys are on here.
I think for the purpose of the exercise, for me, I'm living life in the windshield saying I'm looking for a quarterback who I want next year, opening day of 2020, but also kind of have that second tier, like 3 years down the road and then long-term five.
Yeah.
Obviously, God forbid TB12 plays for five more years. Breeze,
eBay.
Breeze and Brady aren't going to be around for the next 5 years. Yeah. I think personally, this is Breeze's last hurrah. in New Orleans.
He almost retired this year.
I think this is it for him.
Yeah.
So I think I'm curious to see. But again, I put a little stock in playoff performances too, guys. You can't argue that Breeze and Tom just did not perform well at home in the playoffs, and they got both early exits, both as favorites. That means something to me.
You know who
it just
else,
does.
You know who else didn't perform well in the playoffs? The next
Last
guy on
year.
This list. The next guy on this list, Lamar Jackson. This guy won the MVP. Drew had him as the second-best quarterback. I had him just behind Drew Brees as the fourth-best quarterback. I think we're splitting hairs here.
I had him
here.
In third. I have him right here.
This
yeah,
guy
I
is
don't,
a
yeah,
dynamo.
I, we don't need to. I mean,
a dynamo.
We all think he's great. We all
I
think
literally
he has.
Put him as a tie between him and Russ.
I started my list with him as number one. When I went full rough draft.
Post-Super Bowl?
He was post-Super Bowl. He was my number one quarterback. And then when I went back over it and thought about it more, he ended up back in third for me. But the transition, the leap this guy made from year one to year two as a passer, you can't ignore that. We all know what he can do with his legs. He broke Michael Vick's rushing record last year for quarterbacks. He's going to continue to be good. Will he be good once people figure him out is the question. That was where Vick excelled, because even once people knew that, you know, this is a guy who's probably going to run if he didn't see anything within the first couple of seconds of his drop.
Also, when the lights are brightest.
And let's not forget
that.
And we saw this.
He has failed both times.
Here's the difference between Lamar, why have him two and not four. And again, we're splitting hairs. I literally have him tied with Russ, basically.
Sure. Well, I think at this point, we all agree these are the best of the best.
But.
And we have the same three in the top three,
I don't think Lamar's season was a flash in the pan. I know he's had two really disappointing playoff performances. But I think, just given the support he gives from his ownership, from his coaching, from the personnel around him, his leadership, I think, again, just like Mahomes this year during the regular season, there's going to be some regression from the statistics.
Yeah.
But he's here to stay. He's not going anywhere.
I don't think he's going anywhere either. I hope it's not a career-long monkey on his back type thing to win a playoff game, though. This next guy is number two. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Number one is unanimous. So congratulations for our number one who happens to be unanimous. It's the fourth time we've made this list, the third time we've had a unanimous number one. The first two, by the way, Drew Brady. Number two, though, this guy has moved up two spots every year, from eighth to sixth to fourth, and now number two. And he is the third quarterback on this list to start all 64 games since we have done this list. Russell Wilson, the magic man.
Yeah.
Unbelievable player. He is the reason you can't count Seattle out. Seattle might have been one of the worst talent rosters to make the playoffs last year, and Russ brought them almost to a bye week. Russell is amazing.
Even though Lamar Jackson won the MVP this year, for the last 4 or 5 years, I don't think there's been anybody who, to me, is consistently actually the most valuable player on his team than Russ Danger Wilson.
And it's funny, too, we see guys. Paul Richardson just got cut by the Washington Redskins a few weeks back. He was signed out of Seattle. It is going to be funny to see. I think it's going to be a very Patriots, and Green Bay got this effect too in the early Rodgers years, where people sign skill positions from Seattle and they're not the same when you get them when you open up the box. Okay, Tyler Lockett, I think, is a mid-level receiver, and Russell Wilson makes him phenomenal. DK Metcalf, I said I didn't like him. He had an amazing rookie campaign, but how much of that is Russell making magic happen? Jacob Hollister caught how many touchdowns from Russell Wilson? He makes everyone around him better, and the only reason he's not number one is because number one is the Jesus Christ of quarterbacks, Pat Mahomes. Unanimous, number one overall, defending
Great.
MVP,
we don't have to argue about
won
it.
Himself a Super Bowl. There is no one better than Pat Mahomes. And it's going to be interesting to see if anyone can dethrone him.
And I'll say this. I really believe this. I think he has potential to be one of the greats.
Oh, of all time.
Oh, of course.
But I'm talking like Brady, who is undeniably the greatest quarterback of all time. Not a top 15 for next year, but but undeniably he's the GOAT.
Yeah.
Joe Montana, Peyton Manning.
I agree.
I really believe he has a chance to be on that Mount Rushmore of a top four quarterback.
To be mentioned
of all
in the same
time.
Breath, I absolutely
he
agree.
Is
if
awesome.
He continues to play like, because he's got all of and he and
he won the Super Bowl with his B minus game, with a C plus game.
And,
he won the Super
that's
Bowl.
That's just the thing is he can do things that in the same way we say that about Russ, and I mean he is the best hybrid, I think, QB in the NFL. He is a guy who can run out of the pocket. He can make every single throw on the field. He can throw the ball 70 yards. Like, he is that perfect Goldilocks just right combo of, you know, Brady as a passer, of Lamar Jackson or Russ Wilson as an athlete, as an improviser, as a gambler, scrambler outside the pocket. That's what I mean, it's literally, you can't ask for anything more in a QB.
He's awesome.
We had a unanimous number one. We had a unanimous number 57, and then Teddy Bridgewater somewhere in the
middle. I think that's good, right? We can we can argue about the meat in between the two pieces of bread, but we all agree that we need this sandwich to have the two pieces of bread on the either side, and
so
we agree
on you,
what
Luke
that
Falk.
Bread should be. So good
thanks,
for you, Luke,
Luke
Falk.
Good on you, Luke Falk. And that wraps it up, gentlemen. My favorite podcast, or set of podcasts of the year, the Left Coasters Quarterback Rankings. This has now become the Bible set in stone. We will be referring these rankings for the rest of the season, especially when you start to break down season-long bets, when you start to break down free agency. Where is Phil Rivers going to land? He is 19th on our list somehow. Thanks, Drew. And he's going to make some team very happy when he lands there.
Dangle's drafting Brady Rivers and Mason Rudolph on his fantasy team next year.
Let's go!
Thank you, Dangle's D'Angelo Antonio, Shea for the Sharp, Drew Shea for Crooks, and Tony Cavallo, Tony Squares. All right, and that's all she wrote. Happy February. I guess it'll be March when this one comes out. Happy football. We're almost there, guys. 2020 season's just around the corner.
Pitchers and catchers have reported.
Just around the corner.
Hey there, my name is Michael Laminato, and this is Pit Pass F1, a brand new podcast that'll take you closer to the action of the world's most prestigious motorsport. From Monaco to Miami and Australia to Azerbaijan, Pit Pass F1 is on the ground and has you covered. Esteemed F1 journalists Julianne Serasoli and Chris Medland will take you inside the sport every round. They'll keep you up to date with the latest news breaking in Formula One and the most influential views shaping the world of Grand Prix racing. Every Friday, we'll be bringing you a track guide and race preview, and Chris and Drew will be in your feed every morning from Saturday through to Monday to keep you up to date on all the day's action on and off the track. So if you want to be in the know on the latest in Formula One, subscribe wherever you get your favourite podcasts and visit us at evergreenpodcasts.com. Pit Pass F1, a brand new show for Evergreen Podcasts.